Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, February 24th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Investigators with the Manhattan DA's office have been expanding their tax criminal probe into Donald Trump's business empire. Their new focus seems to be especially on Don Jr., Trump's eldest son. During his father's administration, Don Jr. became a chief MAGA spokesman and campaigner while simultaneously serving as the Trump Organization Executive Vice President. Don Jr. was also responsible for the organization's international dealings. Interesting enough, while Trump was in the White House, he continued to rake in millions from foreign business relationships. Golf legend Tiger Woods is, quote, awake, responsive, and recovering after undergoing extensive surgery to treat serious injuries he suffered to both legs in a major car crash. Woods' team said in a statement late Tuesday that he underwent treatment for, quote, significant orthopedic injuries, which required a rod to be inserted into his tibia and screws and pins to be used in his foot and ankle. The LA County Sheriff has said Woods was traveling at a higher speed than normal near Long Beach when his car sustained, quote, several rollovers. Woods had been the only person in the car, and there reportedly was no evidence that he was impaired. The deputy of the sheriff's department, who was the first to arrive on the scene, said Woods is very fortunate to be alive. An investigation is being launched into the cause of the crash. All seven Rochester officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude, a 41-year-old Black man who suffocated after police pinned him to the ground, have been cleared of any wrongdoing. New York Attorney General Letitia James said that while her office, quote, presented the strongest case possible, a grand jury decided not to indict any officers involved in the March 2020 death. James also released a report into Prude's death, which states that he initially complied with authorities during his arrest and was in need of mental medical assistance. Prude was held down for at least 2 minutes before officers attempted to resuscitate him. He died after a week in a coma. Medical examiners ruled Prude's death to be a homicide. James said that she understood the public would be disappointed by the outcome for those charged in Prude's death, saying, quote, the system too often allows officers to use deadly force unnecessarily and without consequence. The criminal justice system needs to be reformed as it has been built, quote, to protect and shield officers from accountability. During a hearing on the Capitol insurrection, Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin used his time on Tuesday to push a conspiracy theory. Instead of acknowledging the riot for what it was, first he said that the pro-Trump rally prior to the storming of the Capitol was festive. Then he falsely claimed that it was interrupted by so-called provocateurs and fake Trump supporters. I have no idea where he's getting his information, but it's not right. No evidence of such provocateurs has been found by federal authorities, and several participants of the riot have clearly stated that they believe they were acting on the orders of President Trump when they stormed the Capitol. Johnson also appeared to blame police for sparking the riot, claiming that the crowd only turned violent when they were attacked by officers. A Manatee County commissioner in Florida is being investigated over the allegation that she abused her authority to put herself and two wealthy zip codes at the front of the line for the COVID-19 vaccine. The commissioner chose two high-income zip codes in her district as the sites of two pop-up vaccination centers last week. An ethics complaint filed against her alleges that she ignored protocols to ensure that she and her friends would receive the additional doses of the vaccine. Detectives are investigating the complaint. Guys, Ghislaine Maxwell really wants out of that Brooklyn detention center. The alleged madam to pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein has made a third attempt to be released on bail. Upping the ante from her last attempt, She offered to renounce her French and British citizenships and place her and her husband's millions under the stewardship of a retired federal judge and federal attorney. Maxwell has been incarcerated since July 2020, awaiting trial for 6 counts of sex trafficking and perjury for allegedly grooming and procuring young girls for Epstein. Prosecutors say she poses an extreme flight risk. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.